Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. As the world gathering of families gets underway in Milan, Italy, we look at one Catholic initiative that's bound to impact families around the globe. Thousands of mothers the world over are joining an interdenominational prayer chain called Mother's Prayers. Let's listen. For those of us who are mothers, how many times have we despaired of the behavior of our children? Those on drugs, those who talk back and rebel against us, those who get constantly into trouble, those who turn their back on God. How many of us have borne the unbearable fears and the excruciating wounds that only a mother can feel for a sick child? It seems sometimes that mothers, like Our Lady, were born not just to love and to protect, but often to grieve over the welfare of their children and family. Often, mothers can feel alone, faced with the immense responsibility of forming the future generations of loving and giving young people in a world fraught with pitfalls and conflict.
Stop your crying and wipe away your tears. All that you have done for your children will not go unrewarded. They will return from the enemy's land. There is hope for your future. Your children will come back home. I, the Lord, have spoken.
Those words from Jeremiah serve to give mothers strength. They've been adopted as a motto by thousands of mothers the world over in a growing interdenominational movement called Mother's Prayers. The movement began in 1995 in Veronica Williams' living room in Kent in southeast England, when she and another Catholic grandmother decided to meet weekly to pray for their children and their children's children. Soon, dozens of other mothers were knocking on Veronica's door, asking to join them too. The movement now covers the globe, with prayer groups in more than 90 countries. They're not just for Catholics. Anglicans, Orthodox, and Protestant mothers form part of the groups too, all united in their prayers for the welfare of their children and world peace. I sat down with Veronica when she recently came to Rome to introduce Mother's Prayers to Italian moms. I asked her how the movement came about.
I was involved with some Christians that produced a booklet called What on Earth Are We Doing to Our Children? That listed all the things that were happening in our society that affect our children. And this was produced to take to the House of Lords. I have 9 grandchildren, and when I read this booklet, I knew I had to do something because it was a shocking report.
You are Catholic, right?
I am.
But this has become an interdenominational phenomena because you're present in more than 90 countries by now. What do you attribute all this success to?
I believe that this Mother's Prayers is a special grace that the Lord has given us because there are a lot of pain in mothers' hearts today, not just Catholics, but everyone. And when people hear of something that is being blessed and miracles are happening, they're all quite happy to unite on the things that we all believe in, and the things that maybe are still a bit difficult, we leave those aside for the Holy Spirit to change.
How have you seen it touch your own family?
Well, I know that, first of all, it touches the mother. It keeps the mother more peaceful because the spirituality is that we come to understand that Jesus is calling us to trust him with our children. And therefore, I think the mothers, first of all, change. And then we see wonderful answers to prayers. In my own case, I see a dramatic conversion of my son-in-law, which was nothing short of a miracle.
In what way?
Well, he was an atheist. He found anyone Christian were people that were a bit lacking and they needed something. I think he thought I had nothing better to do. And so he was rather anxious that my daughter didn't become like me. But through prayer, he had a conversion experience, and he now is a Catholic.
How did you grow from two people to more than two people?
Well, right from the beginning, when we felt the Lord had put this on our hearts through this document, we said, Lord, you be in charge, you be the boss, we be your secretaries. And so what we do is we totally rely on the Lord for these things to happen. So we haven't advertised anything ourselves, but the Lord has done it for us and he's done a wonderful job. Because as you say, it's now in over 90 countries with hundreds and thousands of groups.
You've told me that it's through meeting people, just word of mouth. People have just shown up on your doorstep asking to be part of the group or for more information.
Yeah.
What are some of the stories of these people that you've met that have marked your life?
Well, I just met one woman on a train once. I had been sightseeing in London, and this woman wanted to know if it was the right carriage. And when I said yes, I noticed she had an accent. So I said, oh, were you sightseeing? And she said, no, I'm moving to your area. And she asked us, were we sightseeing? And we said, yes, but we'd been to London before when we took this booklet to the House of Lords. And so we started talking about problems with children. And she said, I don't really know what the answer is. So I felt the Lord saying, ask her if she's a Christian. And when I asked her if she was a Christian, she said yes. And we told her about Mother's Prayers. And she said, now I know why I missed the last train and why I'm sitting in this carriage. The Lord has been speaking to me. I haven't been listening. And I'm going to take Mother's Prayers to Mexico and to Kuwait. So this is so wonderful. There's no way I could have arranged to go to Mexico and to Kuwait, but the Lord can.
Tell me about how these prayer sessions are actually formulated.
Well, a group can be just two women, and they don't have to be physical mothers. It's for spiritual mothers too. And we meet together once a week. And we have a little booklet that has very informal prayers. I call them chatty prayers. It's just a mother's heart speaking to Jesus. And they're prayers that prepare our hearts for a moment when the mother will kneel before the cross of Jesus, understanding that he loves her children more than she could possibly love them. And that her children really belong to him. And that he can change things that she can't. And so after we've said these little prayers, we write the names of our children, and one by one we go to the cross and we say, Lord, over to you. These problems are too big for me, but you can change these things. And we place the name of our children at the foot of the cross. It has to be a total surrender, we call it, where we totally trust him. We're not praying as perhaps we did in the past, where we said, Lord, help, you know, when there's a problem. And then when we finished our prayer, start to worry again. I feel the Lord is saying, come to me, all you who labour and are burdened, I will give you rest. And so we go to him with our problems and we leave them there. We don't take them back again. And the children are being blessed because there are miracles happening, like children coming off drugs, children that have been missing from home, coming home, all kinds, children coming back to faith.
Are your prayers exclusively for your own family or for also other people? Can you, quote unquote, adopt someone?
Yes. Well, we felt the Lord calling us through our children. Naturally, the Lord knows that a mother would do anything for her children. So when this was put on our hearts to pray for our children, the women are just responding so well. And so we do pray for our own children. That's how we were called. But then when people know that we're praying, they say, will you pray for mine, children? Will you pray for this? A friend of mine has got problems. So we write these names down. Then after we've given the Lord, presented the Lord our children, we then ask him to bless all the people that have asked us to pray. In fact, one of the big answers to prayers is children coming back to faith. And there doesn't seem to be any other explanation other than the prayer and the Lord touching their hearts, or perhaps removing from them the things that are holding them back. We know of atheists that have become Christians. We've heard of people that have been lukewarm in their faith and gone away. And through mothers' prayers, through their concern for their children, they've come again into a relationship with Jesus and have returned to their faith.
Where would you like to see this go, Veronica?
To be honest, I really take on my role as a secretary. I say the Lord is the boss, I'm his secretary, so I don't have any plans or visions. I just go where he asks me to go. And to be honest, I'm more amazed, I think, than other people at how the Lord is spreading mothers' prayers, because it's his work, not mine. What is such a blessing is that during our prayer time, we unite our prayers with the hundreds and thousands of women around the world. And therefore, it's not just two people praying for their children. They're supported in prayer by hundreds and thousands of women. And I like to think, when I'm in bed, women in Australia are praying for my children and my grandchildren. So through all the different time zones, these wonderful prayers are being offered, and we are united with a common thought: Lord, change this world for our children. We trust you.
And a very warm thanks there to Veronica Williams, and the best of luck to her for her growing project. The Mother's Prayers website offers more information about the movement in several languages, including Ukrainian, Russian, Dutch, and Indonesian, besides English, of course. You'll find them at www.mothersprayers.org.